Prince Joffrey was pale as he began his very different version of events. When his son was done talking, the king rose heavily from his seat, looking like a man who wanted to be anywhere but here. "What in all the seven L's am I supposed to make of this? He says one thing, she says another." "They were not the only ones present," Ned said. "Sansa, come here." Ned had heard her version of the story the night Arya had vanished. He knew the truth. "Tell us what happened." His eldest daughter stepped forward hesitantly. She was dressed in blue velvets trimmed with white, a silver chain around her neck. Her thick auburn hair had been brushed until it shone. She blinked at her sister, then at the young prince. "I don't know," she said tearfully, looking as though she wanted to bolt. "I don't remember. Everything happened so fast I didn't see." "You rotten!" Arya shrieked. She flew at her sister like an arrow, knocking Sansa down to the ground, pummeling her. "Liar! Liar! Liar! Liar!" "Arya, stop it!" Ned shouted. Jorah pulled her off her sister, kicking. Sansa was pale and shaking as Ned lifted her back to her feet. "Are you hurt?" he asked, but she was staring at Arya, and she did not seem to hear. "The girl is as wild as that filthy animal of hers," Cersei Lannister said. "Robert, I want her punished." "Seven elves," Robert swore. "Cersei, look at her, she's a child. What will you have me do? Whip her through the streets? Damn it, children, fight! It's over. No lasting harm was done.